Now, since the law changed to allow medicinal cannabis prescriptions, what's your sense of how people's understandings or attitudes towards it have evolved on the island?
Well, I suppose that's absolutely the question that we're trying to answer. Obviously, the change in the law came about in December of 2022, so it feels really timely, given that Public Health conducts regular health and lifestyle surveys, to take this opportunity to update on the results of the 2022 survey when we last looked at attitudes towards and use of drugs, alcohol, prescription medicines, and people's approaches to use in different age groups. So it's a really good opportunity to undertake this survey now so that we can understand how people's attitudes have changed, but also whether there's been a change in the pattern of what substances people are using, whether that's medicinal cannabis, alcohol, prescription medicines, or illicit drugs, so that we can understand how that pattern is changing and how attitudes might be changing.
And is it kind of gaps in our knowledge that you're hoping to fill or around medicinal cannabis?
So I suppose the answer to that is that society doesn't stay still. It changes over time, particularly when there has been a change in the way that people are able to access different services, substances, and it changes in terms of what the societal norm is. So given that there has been a change in that, it seems a really good opportunity to get people's views, because if we don't ask the questions and look at how things have changed, then it's much harder to get that understanding of what how things have changed since we last looked at the information and how things are likely to change in the future.
And this survey, like you've touched on, also looks at alcohol and illicit drug use alongside medicinal cannabis. Why is it so important to look at all of that together rather than in isolation?
So when we undertook the health and lifestyle survey in 2022, we asked a range of questions that included all of those areas. So we are always very... it's very important not to take data points in isolation. So a single year is just a snapshot of what's happening at that time. But when you combine it with looking back at previous health and lifestyle surveys that have looked at the quantity of people who are, what quantity of alcohol people are consuming within a week, what proportion of the population are using cannabis either on a medicinal basis or on a recreational basis or other illicit drugs. It helps us to understand how patterns change over time and how that's likely to what effect that's likely to have both on the health and well-being of our population, but also how people perceive that. So bringing it all together as part of a single set of questions updates all of the trend data at the same time, but also we can ask additional questions about those societal attitudes and how people are perceiving that change.
And when you compare this work to the 2022 substance use survey that you've referred to, what sort of changes or trends will you particularly be interested in seeing?
So I think just to clarify, that survey was a general health and lifestyle survey that included questions around alcohol, cannabis, other illicit drugs and prescribed medications as well. So what we are interested in seeing is how this change in the law has led, what effect that has had on patterns of behavior across our society. We have got a very good opportunity, being somewhere that has done this relaxation or change in the law around how people can access medicinal cannabis, so that and because we are a unique population in a lot of ways with the way that we are on an island, it gives us the opportunity to do some very useful research and analysis to look at, as I said, not just how the trend in use is changing, but how that has affected the way what substances people may choose to use, what the attitudes from people who may use those services, who don't use those services may be, and what that is likely to mean for patterns of health and well-being in our community in the longer term, to allow us to make sure that we are taking into account how things may have changed.
Just final thoughts. Once the results are in and the report's published, expected to later this year, how do you expect this research to feed into real-world decisions, possibly future health policy planning?
So obviously, this will help us to understand what the pattern is in society and understand the experience of either the use of or the experience of being around the change around medicinal cannabis. So it will contribute to a report that we're undertaking. And of course, how it may contribute to future considerations in a health policy landscape, it's not really one that I can give much clarity on at the moment, because obviously any change in policy may or may not be impacted by the results of this survey, depending on what the findings are. So I don't want to presuppose it. I think the really key thing here is that this is a really good opportunity to understand how things have changed, to create a solid evidence base so that we can really understand both patterns and the perceptions of substance use in our society. And we would really encourage everyone to participate in this survey. We really want to hear the views of Isle of Man residents, because these topics are really important. They are big changes in the way that things operate. And it's important that we understand how that makes people feel, how that changes people's behavior, and what that means in the longer term. And I think I really want to emphasize as well that because we are asking some potentially sensitive questions around that may be sensitive for people around illicit substances, we want to be clear that this survey is entirely voluntary and completely anonymous. So there's no risk for disclosing behaviours within this survey. It will only be anonymous. It will only be looked at as large population level data. So no individual will be identifiable from this. So honest feedback from as many people as possible will help us to really understand what difference the change in policy on medicinal cannabis has made to this island.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.